Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time you've all been waiting for. Where nothing else matters but the conversations we are having and the bourbon. Because in our glasses, it's your host, Moose and Bourbon Buffalo! God, it feels good, Jeff.
Hey, it's been a while since I heard you say that, buddy.
Well, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Since I lost my phone back in October, I don't have all of our intros anymore. So,
oh yeah.
So it's gonna be me for a while.
That'd be all so, right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I guess this episode here is gonna be pretty much what we've been up to since the last one we did, and you know where we're gonna go from here. You know, a lot of things have changed for the Moose Lounge.
Yeah.
I'm in Indiana now, and you're there.
I in am Kentucky all without back. Me. Right.
All without me.
I'm all alone.
So, for those that don't know, you know, my wife accepted a position up here with Raise Bio. I guess I can say Raise Bio. with the company that gave her a significant raise. And it's proven to be a phenomenal move. She loves the company, which is great, because she hated where she was at. She was miserable where she was. And the podcast kind of took a seat on the back burner because, you know, we were trying to buy a house, sell a house, transfer jobs, find a new job, all that stuff. And it was kind of stressful. It was very stressful. And
I say, yeah, it sounds stressful.
Yeah, I mean... It was. It was a headache and a pain in my butt. And I hated it all. I hated every minute of it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, part of that stress, it ended up putting me in the hospital as much as the AFib thing did, too. You know, for those that don't know, I have AFib. And I didn't know I was in AFib. But, I guess the stress and the AFib, it all added up. And there at the end of the year, I ended up going into the hospital and they diagnosed me with congestive heart failure because of the AFib and things weren't doing too good. I don't know. I was 428 pounds and they gave me a medicine called Lasix, which is like a giant water pill.
Yep.
And they ended up getting 40 pounds of fluid off of me. So, that's
ridiculous.
Dude, that was the best weight loss plan
I just can't believe you're holding that much liquid, man.
I don't know. Well, you remember when I originally lost all that weight a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And I never really ate that bad since, but like it was like after one holiday, dude, I just like ballooned up again.
Yeah.
And I was like, some holiday weight, but good God, I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? I maintained it or gained a few pounds, you know, over the next year or two, and I never really ballooned up again or anything like that. I knew I was out of shape and out of weight or overweight and all that. I mean, they took 40 pounds off, man. I've never felt better.
I bet, dude. I bet you feel great after that much.
Yeah. So I've not felt as crappy as I did,
yeah,
since the hospital. But man, I'm telling you, before I went in, I was waking up in the middle of the night after 2.5, 3 hours of sleep, and I couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, I did that for a week and a half, almost 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound fun at all, dude.
No, that it was not.
Yeah.
That it was not, but buddy, hopefully we're back, man. Hopefully we are back. Now I will say this: it's going to be spotty from here on out. You and me will still have to coordinate, and you know, if we do get a guest, we'll have to. You know, we got a couple people that's interested in it coming on, and talking with us, and we got one in particular that wants us to come on their show, which is super stoked. I'm stoked. And But with my shift currently, you know, I work 4 to midnight
Right.
and every other Saturday. So, I mean, it could be iffy. And, you know, I don't see my wife during the week.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, my Saturdays are going to be towards her before
Yeah.
anything. Now, don't get me wrong. If she's tired or she's sitting there playing her little Hogwarts game on the Switch, and she don't care what I do, then we can go do a podcast. We do whatever we
You're
want. But I mean, if she wants to hang out and she wants to do something, then I'm with her.
Yeah,
So,
for sure.
but I mean, that's the way the podcast is going to be until I can get on day shift, until
Yeah.
I can start seeing her again and make her sick and tired of me. You know.
Hey, that's what it's all about.
I mean, that's what it is, right? I mean,
Yeah.
that's the way I figure. So,
Yeah. Just make
but
her
we
sick and
still got
tired of
people that want to come on and talk to us, and you know, things like that. I don't know what the studio looks like back there in Lexington, but it's up to you on if you want to have them come to your place still. You
don't want anybody in here.
don't want no one there.
Yeah.
Can't have four mics for nothing.
Yeah, right.
You
Nah,
know,
cool things on
every
him.
once in a while you get Chris show up in there.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying. I
Yeah.
was just joking. I don't mind if they come
Oh,
over.
okay. I was like, Mike and Tabby would be done in a week or two.
Willie, that's right. Comic-Con or whatever.
Punk gun, yeah.
Yep.
So I'm sure you'll see them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm positive.
For sure.
So what have you been up to?
Man, I have been training my butt off and
Yeah.
working my butt off. Work just never seems to just it's never ending, dude.
Yeah.
I don't
It
like being
really
an
isn't.
adult. I'll tell you that right now. I hate it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. But
It
yeah,
does, it sucks.
I'm trying a couple different things here right now, and hopefully some of them can work out, and I don't want to dive into that right now, but
Yeah.
it's been going pretty good down here. I mean, sucks not having Amos around, and you know.
You know, I tell everyone, I was like, you know, other than not seeing anybody, it
Yeah.
doesn't even feel like I really moved away. You know what I mean? I mean, other than not running into friends and family,
Yeah.
I mean, up here is awesome.
Yeah.
I love everything about Indiana. So
Yeah.
far, I do. I do. I love it, man. I love it. We are in our own little like piece of paradise out here. I'm sitting on
Oh,
four
I mean,
acres
yeah.
with nothing around me. You know, I'm 5 minutes away from the little town that we live in.
Yeah.
I'm 15 minutes away from the nearest city. So it's not like
Nice.
it's that bad. You know what I mean? I mean,
Right, yeah.
oh,
That
dude.
sounds, dude, if I could get away from the city
Yeah.
on 4 or 5 acres, I'd do the same thing.
Man, there's a house right across the street from me. I don't know how much it is, but
Probably way too much for me.
it might be.
Indiana ain't cheap.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But so, I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What
It's
have you
just,
been training and working and
yeah,
adulting?
man. Yeah, that's my life
Yeah.
right now, man. Since I ain't had the podcast to distract me, man, it's just been working out and training. That's it. That's my life at the moment.
But you
Which
missed the
is,
podcast,
oh, for sure. That was my break from adult life.
right.
So,
I feel you.
I ain't had a break in a while. It's been
Have you
good.
been listening to any podcasts lately?
Actually, I haven't, man.
Haven't.
I hate saying that, especially since we're doing a podcast right now. But I go in, you know how I go in spurts and everything like that. So
Yeah.
I do. I'm listening to a lot of audio books right now.
Really?
Yeah. I
You
know I should
can't.
probably be listening to Beards, Books, and Bourbon since I do books, but.
Did you listen to that clip I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
Yep.
He said, or I was gonna say, he said skeet skeet. He did not say
Yeah.
skeet skeet. He said yeet. What was the other one?
I heard
Bussin'?
yeet. Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Bussin' and yeet bird. No
Yeah.
cap. That's what it was. No
Oh,
cap.
no cap. Why
yeah,
did I
no
hear a bus
cap.
in that thing?
I don't know. I don't know. My wife tried to tell me something was bussing one time, and I looked at her and I said, "What the hell did you say?" And she said, "Oh, you didn't know I'm hip." And I said, "No." I said, "No, no, we're not. We're not. You're not." I said, "You're not hip." She said,
"I'm not
"That's
gonna
bussing,
lie."
babe." Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. If I hear any adult that I know say that stuff, I tell them to stop immediately.
Oh my God, dude, no. Now, I think yeet is funny, but yeet is funny because of the story that's behind it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure why they started saying that, but she went out with one of her friends one night, fucking Kentucky, and they got drunk, and her friend's boyfriend came and picked them up, and they went down by the cookout, and I guess the cookout has like a dollar corn dog or something like that. Well, they ordered like six of them. And they each ate two. Well, the boyfriend only got one, and they yeeted the other one out the window. And when they did, the friend goes, yeet. And she goes, yeet. And she chucked it out the window. And the boyfriend got mad. He said, "I was going to eat that damn corn dog." And then they come back completely. Of course, he's sober, but the girls come back completely hammered, and they're all excited, and they tell me this story. So yeet has been fun. I don't ever say it, even though I just said it like six times.
Well, but, you tell a story.
But it that was funny. But I have never said I'm gonna eat this.
No.
No. No.
No. No. I got,
Mark and
I got
Steve hot. Said it laughed hard on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to say stuff like that.
No. Bless it.
Yeah, no. No, thanks. I don't care if it makes me sound old or not, but.
So, I don't know. Other than being in Indiana and Kentucky, things aren't – I don't look for things to change for the podcast.
Right.
Until – same, you know. Especially once I – as long as you still want to do it and everything.
Yeah.
And – like I said, once I get on day shift, which I'm working on it, but my company moves slow. Even if there is a position, it'd be another month or two before anything happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, right.
But and Marissa, my wife Marissa, we're getting a pool put in here, and she's like, you're not gonna be able to enjoy the pool with me or anything like that. And I was like, it's gonna suck. I said, I'll be here on the weekend. I'll come in here on the weekend and do it. She said, that's not the same. And I was like, you're right. I was like, it's not the same. But
adult life.
She's like, you need to find a new job. And I was like, yeah, but I don't really want to give up 5 weeks of vacation.
Right. Like, yeah. No.
Like, that's a lot of vacation.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to hang on to it for a little bit longer. Even if I miss the summer, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, you guys just moved up there. There's going to be many more years to enjoy the pool.
Right. And this pool, it's not going to be like the one we had. It's still an above-ground pool, but it's going to be like one of them permanent above-ground pools.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. Those are cool.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get another puppy.
What?
Yeah, we're getting a Newfoundland.
Good Lord, man. You're going to have a sled team here soon.
I'm pretty pumped, man. Big 120-pound ball of fluff running around here.
Good luck with all that hair, bro.
Well, we got one of them Roomba things.
Boy, that thing's going to get so clogged up there.
Well, it's one that's specifically for puppies. Like, she's already done all the research. And I mean, this thing's already keeping the house clean. It comes out every day at 2 o'clock. If you're up and power up, all the dogs take off running. Like, oh, my God, here comes Dobby 3.0 over here. So, and I say 3.0 because we've already had three of them. So
Right, yeah.
each one was named Dobby. So, yeah, that's what's up. So,
nice.
You know what else I've done? I started doing this last night. It was between two shows, and I think it just put it on Netflix. So, I went with this one because I could not watch the other one. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they just put that on Netflix, and I've never seen it.
Really?
I laughed so hard last night.
Oh my God, dude.
I made about nine episodes into it, and buddy, I'm going to tell you this much right now. It was way easier than watching that stupid fucking office show. God bless. That Brooklyn Nine-Nine is hilarious.
I've been watching that too, man.
And you don't even really have to pay attention. It's almost like a podcast. I mean, you just got to know the characters, and then, you know, you just kind of go on autopilot, and all of a sudden they say something funny, and you just start laughing.
I love that show. I think Netflix has more. There's only four seasons, but I think there's more than that.
Oh, really?
I think so. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they've been on for 10 seasons.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Pretty sure.
Oh, what? I mean, yeah, like you said, Netflix only got four, so I'll check it out. I'll find it.
Because I'm pretty sure it was on Peacock. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was on Peacock for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, after that, I'm going to give Office a second chance, because if I ain't going to sit there and watch it, then pay attention to it, then maybe I'll catch on to it, you know, fall in love with it. But
I wish you
not
would.
Yet. Not yet.
I wish you would.
not yet. But yeah, no, that casting, Andy Samberg, has done anything recently?
No.
Yeah, I was like, man, what happened to him?
He was everywhere for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I was watching, did you watch that Saturday Night Live with Shane Gillis?
I have not yet. Shane Gillis, he's a hit and miss for me sometimes. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's firing on all cylinders for me.
Really?
Oh, dude, I think he's hilarious. Yeah.
I never liked him on... I liked the stand-up that he did on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I didn't like him on... was it Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
That he did? I don't know why. He wasn't funny on Joe Rogan.
He's been on like 15 episodes.
Yeah.
Check out another episode.
I was like, I don't know which one I seen that he was in, but he wasn't funny to me.
Well, the clip that I sent you about them talking about shit in their pants.
Oh, well, that was hilarious. I don't think that was the episode I saw. Because I've never seen that before.
That was good. That was good, buddy.
Ooh.
Well, Jeff, I tell you what, man, it's good talking to you.
Yeah.
I miss this, dude.
I know, I do too.
I'm sitting here drinking a beer just because we're doing it.
Ah, man, I wish I'd known. I'm drinking water right now.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I figured I don't have to work for another 5 hours, so.
Right, yeah.
I could definitely drink a beer. I almost busted out the bourbon.
But, I probably would have if I was at home.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, so this is it, man. This is what Moose Island's going to be. Hopefully, if you do want guests come to your place, it won't be everyone. And I'll try to do a lot of them over Zoom. I won't try to pressure you into it. But
if it's somebody I know, I don't care. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, you never knew anyone. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true, but it's a little bit different when I got you there. I ain't by myself just looking at them.
Why is he here at my house for?
Right.
Yeah. I get you. I get you. What time do you work until today?
Buddy, it's all I'm kind of sporadic right now since
Yeah.
I'm up here.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, it's I'll probably work till about one, I think, today and clock out and
Oh, that's not bad.
go explore for a while.
Yeah. You still got what, a whole nother day or two up there?
Yeah, I'll come back this weekend. Maybe.
All right,
I
well,
got.
real quick before we start talking about that, I'll go ahead and end this.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just wanted to get on here and give you an update on the status of the Moose Lounge. We are coming back, but like we said in this episode, it's going to be hit or miss. Spaced out a little bit. You'll see us again in March for sure. I guess we can still call it our 30-year anniversary coming up.
Well, yeah.
Even though we missed, what, the last 4 or 5 months. We kind of had to take a little break there. We
We'll
had
just say that
life.
was the end of the season.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That was the end of our season. Our
Yeah.
season one. Season
Right.
one. So, but yeah, I mean, we're back. I mean, look for us to be back. I don't know if it's gonna be every other week just yet. If Jeff and I can meet up like this, it'd be us for a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
And we'll eventually get the guests back on. I know I got one in particular, B Word. I've been talking. He sends me videos every night at work, about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Like, I'll get a message and I know it's him because I'll go to break and I'll have a message from him, and it's usually something hilarious with bad, that horrible taste. Like, we'd love it, you know what I mean? But you got to
Right,
have
yeah.
a sick sense of humor to, and he knows I got that. So he sends it to me left and right, and I sit there and just laugh at God knows what, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Something weird.
So, yeah, but he wants to come on, he's does that Raunchy Regret podcast, which is hilarious.
Right.
Also, he does Unfiltered Discussions, and
Yeah.
he's a big part of the indie podcast community. He'd be
That'll
a
be.
great person to talk to.
Say that'd be a good guest.
Yeah, 100%. So that's one we got in store, but we'll have to work that out because he's also like 4 hours behind us. So
Oh, Jesus.
he's crazy. So
As bad as Japan, I guess. Yeah,
that's true. Japan was rough, wasn't it? Remember
was.
when we did that midnight?
No, we did that super
He
ass early in the morning.
was ahead of us, right? He's 12 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, so he was late for him. It was early as hell for us.
I thought we were drinking bourbon.
We were. We were drinking bourbon. It was still early shit in the morning.
Gotcha. Oh, well. I mean, hey, shit happens.
Right. You know, adult life.
Yeah. All right, well, here, we're gonna end it here, buddy. And you and I can sit here and talk for a minute.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll catch you on the next one.
Later.
From Elon.
Not a doctor.